The French film Look at Me is about a young woman who can't get the attention of her famous father, who's a literary celebrity. It won the award for Best Screenplay at last year's Cannes Film Festival and opened the New York Film Festival this past October. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's no big news that people who aren't conventionally attractive, especially women, are often overlooked, professionally, socially, on the street. The French film Look at Me uses this harsh fact of life as a springboard for the drama of an overweight young woman, her famous and indifferent father, and the vocal teacher who doesn't pay much attention until she finds out who that father is. But I risk making Look at Me sound too pointed. The film is extremely uninsistent. It builds almost imperceptibly to a vision of a world in which no one really looks at anyone, at least deeply enough to see beyond the trappings of beauty or fame. The film is directed and co-written by Agnès Jouy, who also plays Sylvia, the music teacher who dreads being accosted after rehearsals by the plain, self-conscious Lolita, played by Mary Lou Berry. What a bother that girl is, Sylvia tells her husband, Pierre, an unsuccessful novelist given to spasms of self-pity and played by the amusingly self-serious Laurent Greville. And then, on the verge of telling Lolita that she just doesn't have time to advise her and her little vocal group, Sylvia discovers she's Lolita Cassard, the daughter of the celebrated author and publisher Etienne Cassard. And suddenly, she sees the girl, and suddenly she's dazzled by the prospect of squeezing into that inner circle. In the course of Look at Me, Sylvia's husband's new book gets a rave review in Le Monde, and his status changes, and she can't help looking at him differently now that the rest of the world has noticed him too. The only problem with Pierre's new fame is that he can't seem to concentrate on his writing anymore. But the heart of Look at Me is the relationship between Lolita and her kingly father, played with masterly condescension by the film's co-writer, Jean-Pierre Bacri. That heart is a black hole, a vacuum befitting a monster of self-absorption. It's unclear if Cassard would pay much attention to Lolita even if she were stunningly gorgeous. He certainly regards his young and beautiful girlfriend, with whom he has a daughter, as a prop, and he ostentatiously searches any room he enters for pretty girls. In the course of the film, Lolita keeps trying to get him to listen to a tape of her singing. Perhaps if he can't look at her, he can hear her. But that tape goes unplayed, and their encounters are incessantly interrupted. Cassard's cell phone rings, and he withdraws into his phone conversation, or Lolita takes refuge in her cell phone, and no one is ever in the moment, except the filmmaker, who gazes on dispassionately. Maybe because of this directorial strategy, Jouy's pacing is on the drowsy side. Look at Me feels a little formless, but maybe that's a strategy too. For long stretches, you find yourself staring at Mary Lou Berry's Lolita with her wide face and body and slumped shoulders and thinking, no matter how much diuretic leek soup they guzzle, some French women do get fat. You also see, in Berry's painfully self-conscious gestures, how much of Lolita's character has been formed by people not looking at her. On the surface, Look at Me is extraordinarily bleak. And yet, the soundtrack shivers with sacred choral music, and the Baroque arias that Lolita sings in an imperfect but lovely high soprano, so unrepresentative of her body mass, suggest a yearning for life on a non-physical plane, for the world that will come when she has gone beyond this too solid flesh.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.